Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset call. Many of you just returned from one of your company events. Welcome to the call this evening. And I want to thank all of you who are loyal fans, followers, and people who promote this call, so I want you to know how much I appreciate you. I've been hosting this call going on 19 years. As you may have heard, Bobby Robinson has been a frequent visitor, has hardly ever missed a call in 16 years. Thank you very much, Bobby. Some of you have been on this call many, many times in the last 3, 4, 5, and sometimes more years. So welcome, welcome, welcome. The topic of tonight's call is production consciousness, meaning how to develop an awareness and be and stay productive. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and we'll move into the inspirational portion of our call. In the very near future, I'm negotiating with Shelley Weiner McGuire to be a guest speaker here in the next few weeks. Shelley created a product called the 2-Minute Miracle Cure that she had on the Home Shopping Channel and QVC for 9 years, and then produced a product for a top-tier network marketing and direct sales company. Now, what makes that situation even more interesting is that when Shelley was 21 years old, she was a waitress in a nightclub where I used to frequent, and her boyfriend, who later became her husband, was a very good friend of mine. It's amazing to see what Shelley has done in her entrepreneurial career. She has a great story, and she's going to be a guest in the next 4 weeks. One of the next 4 weeks, she will be a guest. You can find her on Facebook, Shelley Weiner McGuire, and she was the founder of the 2-Minute Miracle Cure. And it's a product that has sold millions of units online and on television. I also have several guests lined up for the near future. April 15th, as we keep getting closer, the Dr. Joe Dispenza event. Alexis Romano and I are absolutely privileged and honored to be able to bring Dr. Joe to the stage this April 15th in the Meadowlands, New Jersey. Tickets are trickling in. Now, as we get closer, we'll have a lot more tickets. We have a very small room, small enough to hold exactly 500 people. So when it sells out, it sells out. So if you haven't purchased a ticket yet, you can go directly to my website, goldenmastermind.com, and right directly on the homepage, you will see an opportunity to purchase a ticket for $47 or $97 for that event. This Saturday, I'll be in Los Angeles, California, Marina Del Rey with Brittany Cara. Next Saturday, the 28th, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. February 4th, I'll be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. February 11th, I'll be in La Jolla, California with C.G. Siddons. February 25th, I'll be in Weehawken, New Jersey with Don Ferrantino. March 4th, I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut. March 11th, Minneapolis. March 18th, Baltimore. And March 25th, Long Island, New York. And I want to thank Joy Schoenholtz, who's hosted many, many events for me, who is going to be hosting that event. So those are some of the events where I will be speaking in the very near future. Frank Pecoraro is hosting me in Albany, New York on April 22nd. I will be in Boston on April 29th, May 6th, Kansas City, Missouri. I presently have a couple of open dates on April 1st and 8th, and I will be filling those relatively soon. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. The title of tonight's call is Production Consciousness. Consciousness is synonymous with the word awareness. The more aware you are, the more conscious you are, the higher your vibration, the better your energy. The more anxiety you're in, the more tendency you will have to approach and avoid, i.e. procrastinate. If you find yourself procrastinating rather than producing, and procrastination is a way of life, then avoidance becomes a way of life. If you find yourself overwhelmed, overweight, if you find yourself over-obligating, if you find yourself chronically being late or any multitude of situations that keeps you from being and staying productive, then tonight's call is dedicated to the energy to allow you to be and stay a producer. Being a producer is a mindset. Now, production consciousness is a word that I invented for myself. It means that you focus on results, you focus on the solution, you don't spend a lot of time in problems, you don't spend a lot of time getting ready to get ready. Unfortunately, a large percent of the entrepreneurial mindset that most people permeate is anxiety. They avoid succeeding and they avoid failing. Now, if that is you on tonight's call, that is an effect, not a cause. For every effect, there's an underlying cause driven by a series of events that become your identity. And if you continue to operate in an identity that keeps you overwhelmed, then you'll also be and stay disappointed. Now, most of society is productive in a job because they understand the routine. They understand the structure. They understand the blueprint. And they've been in the neocortex of their left brain. They've been educated to operate in that brain. But if you're in a business, it's important you operate in all three brains at once, the neocortex of your brain, your limbic brain, your cerebellum, where they all come together, where you're in alignment with yourself and alignment with where you're going. But if you're not clearly defined in your goals, if you're not certain, if you're overwhelmed, if you live in disbelief or you live in anxiety, then you'll spend a great deal of your time avoiding production. Production is also synonymous with responsibility, and responsibility means the ability to respond. But if you spend a great deal of your emotional time in gaps and delays in your communication, you spend time reacting rather than responding, then you will not be and stay productive. Now, Don Ferrantino is on the call tonight. I know Jennifer Corliss Trinkner is on the call. Both of these women are highly productive producers. They're highly productive, but also understand that relaxing is productive. But you can't relax when you're overwhelmed and you're in guilt. So if you attempt to relax in an overwhelmed state or guilty, which you didn't do, then your relaxation will not be productive. You require productive production and relaxed production so that your body can be in alignment with the person that you deserve to become or stay. But if production is a mindset for you, then you're in the law of the few, specifically in your own business. Now, as I said, many people can be productive in a job, but they have challenges being productive in their own business. I spoke to a woman today who was telling me her job, she's highly productive. She makes $140,000 a year, but in her network marketing venture, she said she failed miserably, and now she's a success coach, and she's experiencing the same situation. She has challenges asking for the commitment, asking for the order, asking for the decision, asking for the money. How many of you have these type of stories that you tell yourself? You have a story that overwhelms you. Your overwhelmed state creates a neurological condition that you continue to behave in, and then you continue to avoid success or avoid failure. You will never be able to get to the land of promise in this type of energy. Most of society is not productive in the business because they haven't been conditioned to be productive. It's your responsibility to learn the skills, habits, and mindset of your vocation, but you can not possibly do that when you spend a great deal of your time in an overwhelmed state in anxiety, anger, hate, guilt, shame, resentment, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Those are the main emotions that will drive your anxiety. Love, joy, bliss, production, purpose, meaning, those are the type of feelings that will drive your production. When you are very clear on what you're capable of, when you know who you are, when you feel inspired, production becomes a way of life. Production is like any reflex that you master through repetition and experience. But if a lot of your communication style is, I don't know, how do I don't know, how do I, and you continue to chronically avoid, then you'll have challenges being compensated for your effort. And if your dialogue with money is not conducive to creating profit and your dialogue with money is conducive to creating debt, then you'll also have challenges being and staying productive because success would contradict your struggle. If struggle has been a way of life, struggle is your identity, struggle is where you operate from emotionally, then you'll attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem. As you become good enough, capable, lovable, and you let go of the anxieties that no longer serve you, your emotional energy, your etheric emotional energy begins to change. You begin to operate in a much more relaxed body rather than an overwhelmed body. But if you live in an overwhelmed body based on a series of events from your past that you don't understand, don't understand what happened to you. You repress, tell yourself you don't remember the situation, and you continue to do the same thing over and over. You'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your anxiety. That type of anxiety that you produce creates cortisol that creates disappointment. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you overwhelmed in control, and you live in a much more relaxed body, then you can be and stay productive. As you change the story, you'll change the outcome. But as you hold on to the story based on being rejected and violated, being angry, overwhelmed, and in resentment, if you continue to hold on to this kind of energy or guilt and shame, then you'll have challenges attracting people you can create any kind of leverage with in a business. If you're in a network marketing company, a direct sales company, real estate, mortgages, or any type of business that you can create leverage, then you have to also learn to depend on people. And being able to depend on a few people who are independent, not codependent. But if you have to be in control of the outcome, have anxiety about other people performing with or for you, then you'll end up doing way too much and over-obligating yourself. If you have anxiety about other people's failures, worry that other people are going to fail, have anxiety about the money, or say to me, I can't possibly sell that package because I feel too guilty, then you have to let go of the anxiety that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. You have to be able to produce with no supervision, and you have to become and stay a self-starter. You have to be self-inspired, self-motivated. You have to also become results-oriented. You have to focus on the solution, not the problem. You have to learn to let go of the anxiety that keeps you saying, how do I, and I don't know, and I don't understand, I don't know why I do this. If you don't know why you do what you do, you'll continue to do what keeps you emotionally addicted to the same set of feelings. Now, there's a huge distinction between these two words, production and busy. A lot of people will say to me, wow, you're really busy, and I always correct that statement. I'm never busy. I'm productive. Now, production is a way of life for me. I am a producer. The name of my boat's The Producer. I'm a producer. Production is a way of life. My energy creates production. That's an affirmation that you should use. My energetic emotional vibration brings to my reality people and situations that I can collaborate with. I am constantly seeking people who are seeking to change. I'm constantly looking for people who want to change the quality of their health. I'm always looking for people who are looking for a way to change the value of their life. As that begins your mindset, then you'll start to attract the law of the few. But if you're not productive with your most valuable commodity time, 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, that means you don't value yourself and you don't value your time. Now, as you start to understand the correlation between time and a result, time and an outcome, time and compensation, time and money, then you'll change your equation. How much is an hour of your time worth? Well, whatever it is, it should be worth at least $100 an hour. You may not be being compensated that yet, but you still have to value your time with some kind of way to measure it. But if you don't value your time, then you will give it away. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they spend a great deal of their time getting ready to get ready. They train, they're on podcasts, they go to events, they do a lot of training calls. They're watching videos. They do everything except create compensation, creating results, creating teammates, building other people's energy. This is what's going to compensate you. Attracting leaders, being a leader, and that's the type of energy that when you come from that kind of inspiration, your attractor factor changes. This is virtually when people began to show up. Now, here's what you should be looking at in 2017. You should reflect back on 2016. And if you didn't bring anyone from your last year, 2016, specifically in quarter one, quarter two, three, or four, the last quarter of the year would have been October, November, and December. There should have been someone in that quarter of the year that you sponsored, enrolled, or recruited that is moving into production in the first quarter of 2017. If you're in a leveraged business, you require people who advance. But if you look back over 2016 and it was a stagnant year, you made less than the year before, then there's a high probability it's a direct reflection of who and what you attract. Attraction is a science, just like production is. Production is a science. You must be and stay productive. And what's going to keep you productive is focusing on results. That means you have, there should be simple equations in your business. You should have a profit and loss statement. Hardly anyone I coach has one of these. You should understand what you grossed last year. You should understand what you netted last year. You should understand what your tax liability is. You should be paying quarterly. You should have a corporation. You should be in business. You should be the president and CEO, the shareholder of your corporation, and your best employee. If you have a small business from the comfort of your home that has a lot of potential, then you have to be that potential that your business can become. And that potential means what you do daily. If what you do daily is not duplicatable, see, the most important day of a 90-day game plan is day one. Because if you can't duplicate day one, then there won't be day 30. So in a 90-day game plan, it's broken down into thirds, into increments. But that third is also broken down into a day, what you do daily. Evaluate for yourself how productive you were. Right before this call, at an hour break, I made two prospecting calls. I coached a man who owns four real estate businesses and multiple businesses. I spent quality time with him, found out what he was looking for, how I could empower him, how I could assist him, and said he would get back with me. That's how that goes. I turned right around and did another prospecting call. The person that I spoke to wasn't interested in hiring me. I wasn't 0 for 2. Those were two prospecting calls. You should be conducting several of those a day. And if you're not doing those, you're not building the repetition and experience that allows you to be and stay comfortable. For you to be and stay productive, you must be and stay comfortable. The repetition and experience is what creates the reflexes. The reflexes over and over is what creates the predictability. Human beings are predictable. You're going to hear the same thing over and over. You're going to see the same situation over and over, because you're going to encounter the same situation. As you learn to let go of taking situations personal, you're no longer sensitive and defensive, then you're going to be able to develop a whole different kind of mindset. But if your mindset isn't conducive to creating results, then your mindset will be conducive to creating avoidance. And if avoidance is a way of life, then you'll stay busy. But if you're productive, you'll create results. That's why you must be results-oriented. You must be competitive, and you must compete with yourself. This is one of those key components when it comes to production. If you want recognition, it's going to be your production that gets you to the stage. Not because you're a nice person, not because you're a good Samaritan, although there are some companies that reward you for that. The Humanitarian of the Year Award, that's the Horatio Alger Award. They do nominate people for that. And I know Mark Victor Hansen's won it a few times, for being a really good human being. Being a good human being is a great quality. It's an asset, but that doesn't mean you're productive. Being productive means you must understand what's required of me in my vocation. You must understand the specific skills and then practice the repetition and experience of your chosen vocation so you can learn the inner game. That's where you can hear differently than most people. Your listening skills are your auditory skills. You can tell in seconds whether someone's a qualified buyer. You can let people go easily and effortlessly. I was assisting a woman recently to understand who and what she was attracting. She had a couple of people back-to-back that were very skeptical. They said they'd go ahead and start using her product, but it probably wouldn't work for them. I was conveying to this woman that these are the type of people you let go easily and effortlessly. And while I'm explaining this to her, she interrupted me in mid-sentence, "Yeah, but." There is no "yeah, but" in production. When someone of influence and affluence is teaching you the inner game of a business, listen to it so that you can master the reflexes. In the inner game, you also must understand that not everyone qualifies to succeed. Now, we don't know who will and who won't, but you also have to base your energy on predictability. And there's certain people you learn to let go easily and effortlessly so they don't take the most valuable commodity, your time. What you never get back is your time. And if you continue to lament on time lost, then you'll live the pain of regret. So when your time is valuable, then you can't lose what you don't have. But when you continue to get ready, then you burn your most valuable commodity. But when you're very comfortable and very relaxed in producing results, then your time is valuable. That is what will create the compounded effect. The compounded effect comes from the simple discipline, one day at a time, over a long career as you become productive. As you will start to have a law of average conducive to a result. You can't win them all, but you will definitely win your share of victories by being very skilled at your profession. You'll have a high law of average, meaning that rather than 1 out of 10 people you talk to buy from you, you start to have 2 or 3 out of 4 out of 5 start to see the value. And as you start to live in that kind of energy, then your law of averages change. There's a different level of ease with the process. But if you're pushing the rock uphill, if you're a hardaholic, if you're a noble struggler, then you'll attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. As you let go of being busy and start to move into a production consciousness, meaning you have production awareness, you're aware of what's required of you daily, you have dedicated blocks of time, easily and effortlessly you ever sit down and accomplish your task, your goals, your objectives, and your outcomes. You're able to do this over and over and over. And most importantly, this word does not enter your house of production distraction. Now, if you let outside distractions rob you of your energy, or if you're one of these people that you start but can't finish, you sit down and get up, you sit down and then get up again, you sit down and get up again, and then you tell yourself you have challenges sitting at your desk, or you get bored easily, you get overwhelmed easily, you have shiny object syndrome, you'll have challenges being productive. Now, if the neocortex of your brain constantly looks for ways to be busy so you can avoid perceived pain, then you'll never make it to the land of promise. You have to be able to practice creativity and innovation. Now, for you to own a business, you must have leads. You must have more leads than you have time. You have to figure that equation out. It can't be taught. It must be experienced. Leads are a way of life, and it's your responsibility to learn how to create them. Creating leads is not a how do I. Creating leads is creativity. You have to have lead creativity so you can produce results. But if you live in the, yeah, but I don't have any, then figure it out and create them. Does that mean I have to? It means whatever it means. It means stop making excuses for yourself. You can either create excuses or create results, but you can't do both. If you're going to be and stay productive, your creativity is going to be imperative. It's going to be paramount to your success, your innovation. Your ability to create a solution in a problem is going to be imperative for you to be able to be and stay in free enterprise. You have to have the traits of a producer. A producer typically has a routine or a system that they live in. Now, if you are a rebeller and you find systems and routines boring and you wing it, then you're going to have challenges mastering the moving parts of success. If you rebel against your own success because you're a nonconformist, well, that's not something to be proud of. That's a situation that's going to rob you of your most valuable commodity, time. Traits of a producer, this is some of the traits that I have found. Producers focus on results. Producers focus on solutions. Producers are finishers. Producers take great pride in a task well done. Producers have pride and dignity. Producers tend to not take situations personal. Producers are easily and effortlessly finished at the end of the day. They can put their business down or put their business away and relax. But if you're an addicted producer, that means that you'll have challenges resting, sleeping, because production becomes your consciousness. Now, you want to have production consciousness in the dedicated blocks of time, but production is also important because being relaxed is very important. As you're able to relax after a day of production without feeling guilty, then your relaxation is productive. You want to be able to have a balance between production and relaxation so there's no guilt and there's no anger between the two, or there's no resentment. As you start to develop the reflexes of a producer, meaning that it becomes autonomic, automatic, as you start to live in that space and that energy, then you begin to attract to your reality the like-minded individuals that you require to collaborate with, or to be customers with, or to be able to service your product or your business, or the vendors that you're looking for, that will start to come to you easily and effortlessly as you live in a relaxed, productive state. But if you're in an overwhelmed, anxious state, or if you're way too intense for your business, or you're in control of your business, or you have to control everyone's control in your business, then you'll end up alienating really good people who seek to join the business. And as you begin to move into a relaxed space of production, then it becomes a lot more effortless, meaning that the energy that you transmit is not fronting and frantic. It's not overwhelmed. It's not anxious. You're not worried about an outcome that hasn't happened. But when you stay in a state of anxiety and worry, that's not the kind of energy that will attract your reality, the type of people that will ever be able to break through with you or for you. As you learn to let go of that kind of anxiety, and you're not focused on being rejected or abandoned, and you're no longer in unresolved anger, and you're not pissed off all the time, or you're not resentful, and you're not setting up your teammates or your clients to disappoint you, then your energy shifted. You're living in a different level of awareness, a different level of consciousness. You're a lot more prone to be in love, joy, and bliss, or enlightenment. And it's in that kind of energy that people virtually begin to show up. It becomes a phenomenon, and it's phenomenal, and it can only be experienced. It can't be explained, because it's an energy that you begin to permeate, you begin to attract. And in that type of energy, there's very little separation between you and the outcome. You become skilled at attracting partners. You become skilled at attracting teammates who produce. And you're not responsible for all the results. You're not responsible for all the effort. And you're not responsible for all the outcome. It's the same situation. You have to be skilled at attracting great employees, just like you have to be skilled at attracting great teammates. The law of attraction is really a science of attraction. The more you understand that science, and the more you understand that your attraction is going to be a direct reflection of the energy you transmit and transmute, based on whether you've separated your feelings from events that shape them, and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that used to overwhelm you, as you're able to separate yourself from being overwhelmed, you live in a much more organized work environment. You live much more in a much more relaxed production environment. Then your energy begins to change. But if you live in a lot of clutter, a lot of chaos, you're undisciplined, you're unorganized, you're late for a lot of the situations, you're a chronic starter and not a finisher, then production is not going to be a way of life. But when you're disciplined, you have a system, you're organized, you're detailed, you have dedicated blocks of time that are routines, you're able to sit down and easily, effortlessly put forth the effort to create the results, this becomes a mindset. It becomes an identity. It becomes auto-suggestion. Then you live in a much more relaxed body with relaxed reflexes. So these traits of a producer, as you start to live in some of these traits, then you become a lot more habitual. Your reflexes begin to change. Commitment becomes a part of your vocabulary. You commit to produce. You commit to be excellent. Now, your commitment to excellence means that you're going to take your game to the next level. And taking that game to the next level means you start to understand the inner game. In all vocations, in all sports, acting, entertainment, music, life, there's an inner game to every game. There's a zen. The zen is the yin and the yang. It's what makes the clock tick. It's what creates the results. It's the undertow. It's the centrifugal force. It's what creates the results. It's what drives the bus, fuels the engine, builds the bridge, and gets you to the land of promise. As you start to live in that type of energy, then you're no longer struggling. You're no longer worried. You're no longer overwhelmed. And then you don't have bad days. And then when I asked you to speak at one of my events, and I go, Susan, what do you do when you get overwhelmed? And she goes, I don't get overwhelmed. You will understand what that means because you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety. But if you continue to say, I don't understand, I don't get it, I don't know why people don't join me, but if you continue to live in that energy, or you have challenges closing sales, if closing sales has to be an effortless, artistic forum that you're very skilled at, and you do it daily and weekly. On any given year, I close well over 650 coaching sales. Now, you do the math on that, what that would be. That's almost two a day. Well, if you would do that, imagine what would happen to your enterprise, especially if you had a relaxed system that you could bring people into a team or is a very structured situation where you don't have to be the issue. There's a way for them to be able to access the data and the content and the training without you having to be the issue. Then you start to enhance the law of averages of duplication. Duplication is a process of ease. But if what you do isn't duplicatable, if what you do isn't simple, then you can't teach it. If what you do is complicated, and what you do is avoid, now what you'll be able to attract are people who will duplicate your avoidance. Now, if that's what you're attracting, then you got to get real clear on why you do what you do. As you begin to let go of the anxiety and stories that you tell yourself, there's a higher probability and possibility that you can move more into a relaxed consciousness. But when you stay in an overwhelmed consciousness, worried about an outcome that hasn't happened, when you tell yourself stories about, I don't want to offend someone, I don't want to sell to my friends, I don't want them to think I'm selling them something. When you can tell yourself these kind of stories, then you're virtually creating the very situation you seek to avoid. As you let go of your anxiety and start to change your reflexes are your emotions. You start to eliminate the gap and a delay in your communication style. As you start to use a new set of words in your language skills, as your language becomes more persuasive, as you start to have more influence and more affluent, you'll be able to attract your reality, the quality, like-minded individuals that you can partner with. You require about two people every month that actually have some kind of production consciousness. Every single month, your objective is to create an outcome, is to create a result. But if you're someone who enrolls a lot of people and there's no duplication, that's a direct reflection of who and what you attract. If you're someone who's enrolled 130 people and you don't have anyone on your team that's productive, that's a direct reflection of your own self-esteem. Now being a producer, that is production consciousness, but it's also, what am I producing? As you get really clear on what's required of you to be and stay successful, as you have a better understanding of the mechanics, of the undertow of what's required to be and stay successful in your chosen vocation, as you learn to live in the inner game of that process, then easily and effortlessly, a series of people begin to show up. It shows up in the parking space. It shows up in the airline tickets. It shows up when you go to the mall. It shows up in many areas of your life because your life begins to become easier. You no longer hold on to the repressed stuff feelings. Your weight begins to drop off your body. Your clothes size change. People start to notice who you are. You get more compliments, but you must be able to receive those compliments. But if you're someone who has challenges receiving, then that's another area that you really have to address. You have to be comfortable with receiving, deserving, and asking. But if that's not a skill, then that's definitely a skill that you start to master tonight so you can master and monetize these skills. You want to be able to, if you want to get rich in a niche, then you have to find skills that you're comfortable in, skills you're capable in, and skills that you're in the process of monetizing. And as you begin to become comfortable in this process, you let go of your anxiety, your energy changes. The more comfortable that you be and stay in awareness, the less likely you are to relapse back into emotional state called anxiety. Anxiety unequivocally will rob you of your energy. And as you let go of your anxiety, then you start to change your emotional vibration. As you start to let go of your anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened, then you'll be much more effective at being able to write content. In today's world, you must have a basic understanding of social media and how and why people follow it. So if you're looking to create leads and more leads in time, then you have to be clear on who it is you're seeking to attract to your reality. You want to have ideal customers and ideal teammates. I was explaining this to someone today, and they're going, yeah, but don't you think? It is amazing how many people I'm sharing content with, and in mid-sentence they'll interrupt me and say, yeah, but, because of their own preconceived notions, even though they've never even ran or owned a business. I've ran a business for over 40 years. Not all of that time was successful, but a large percent of my time I was toiling laboriously in the midnight hour, learning the skills, habits, and mindset of what was required to be an exceptional sales professional, an exceptional leader, an exceptional producer. In my early career, I would be in my office in Pleasanton, California at 9 o'clock every single day. Now, it was about an hour drive. I would oftentimes stay there till 9 o'clock at night, drive home, get up, and do it all over again. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that, but I'm suggesting I did that so I could learn the skills, habits, and mindset of what was required to produce in a brand new industry that I was full-time in called network marketing and direct sales. I had started in network marketing and direct sales in 1985. I had no success early in my career. I treated it like a hobby. I reentered that industry in 1988, listened to a live conference call, bought a jug of aloe juice with a company that never lasted. I was in the Big A company. I was in NSA, the water filtration company, and joined Herbalife in 1990. That's when I committed to my process of becoming a professional in this industry. I had the privilege of seeing the great Jim Rohn speak several times back in that era. I started learning NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I started reading Bandler and Grinder, John Laval, and some of the masters of that specific technology. I started buying inspirational books. I started listening to Think and Grow Rich on audio cassette. I had the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. I had Wayne Dyer's Your Erroneous Zone. I had Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. Bradshaw's Healing Your Inner Child. I used to watch Bradshaw on PBS. I used to watch John Gray on PBS. I became a student of the process. I lived, breathed, and ate production. Now, once again, I'm not saying you do this, but it depends on what it is your goals are. When you talk big, you better have the action to match it. Unfortunately, what most people do when they set money goals way bigger than their centrifugal force. Now, what does that mean? It means that many people say, my goal is to be making $5,000 by May 1st. Well, that's great. It means you just pull that right out of your rear end. Unfortunately, what that means for most people, though, is they don't have the components in place. For you to achieve a four-figure monthly income in any business, you have to have the components in place. You have to have the skills in place, the habits in place, and the mindset. You have to have the mindset of someone who's going to achieve $5,000 a month. You have to have the reflexes and the skills of a person who's going to achieve $5,000 a month in 4 months. So if you're going to achieve $5,000 by May 1st, well, look at that. How many days is that? That's a short window of time. That means you have to be and stay productive. And you better have someone in alignment with you who's highly productive, that's a teammate that can assist you to create the leverage. That's why you have to learn to relax without guilt and produce without guilt. You must be able to produce without supervision. Now, you see many people, they go out and they get a accountability partner, which in essence is not necessarily a bad idea, but you got to be accountable for your own actions. And if you want to have an accountability partner to monitor your movements, that's great, but you got to be responsible, the ability to respond, to be and stay productive daily. What did you do today? What did you do daily? Before you go to bed tonight, be accountable. Look, reflect over the horizon line. Take a look back over your shoulder and be accountable for what you did or didn't do. When I finish this call tonight, I have a couple of prospecting calls to wrap up before the evening ends, and I lined those earlier today. You must constantly be scheduling appointments, communicating with people, qualifying people for your time. But if you talk about talking to people, I'm going to go out and talk to people. That's what busy people do. You've got to let go of doing what busy people do, and you've got to master what productive people do. Follow someone who's a producer. Ask them what they do daily. Ask them what their daily routines are. Ask them what their daily habits are. And then don't choke when they tell you what they do, because most people can't duplicate what a producer will do. A producer will produce because they produce. A producer understands what's required of them in their business, and they will deliver the goods by delivering the value. And when you have customers, clients, teammates, and then employees that depend on you, you got to learn to do what that business will do. And sometimes situations in your life suffer because not everything is perfect. Balance is not always a universal situation. Balance is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. It's going to be your responsibility to create your own balance while you're being and staying productive. And if you have an overhead that you have to meet, if you have a budget that you have to meet, then you have to meet it. If you have taxes you have to pay at the quarter, then you have to pay them. If you have debt and you want out of it, then you have to produce the results that will allow you to overcome the debt. If you have a lot of liability debt, it's not something you focus on. You focus on paying the debt down. You can't ever pay the debt down until you begin. What a lot of people do is they live in a large amount of liability debt. They avoid making the payments, and they don't ever pay it off or pay it down. I am 3 months away from being free of all debt. We all own $2 million worth of real estate outright, and have been able to have an investment plan weekly that I've committed to for the last several years, and it's that weekly plan that compounds. But if you're not saving $100 a week, imagine what would happen if you save $100 a week for 5 years. Even as little as $100, then what if it was $1,000 a week? Then what would happen? That's what I do weekly. I save $2,000 every single week that goes into my investment portfolio. $5,000 every single week for my taxes. I mean, this is the simple discipline required to be and stay successful. And that comes from creating the results. But if you're not results conscious and production conscious, then you're going to spend a lot of your time chronically avoiding. And if you're on tonight's call and you spend a great deal of your life or a great deal of your time specifically in your business ventures avoiding, but you're good at what you do in your job, then you have to overcome the same situation that you keep perpetuating. You cannot produce in an overwhelmed body. It just does not happen. You cannot produce when you live in anxiety. When you continue to perpetuate your anxiety, you're going to attract to your reality people and situations to fulfill your feelings of anxiety and low self-esteem. When you live in uncertainty and disbelief, you can't attract the people who have a sense of certainty or the people who have belief. You require a few people in a calendar year, a few, 2 to 5, 2 to 7. 5 to 10, whatever number is that you're capable of creating, you require in the law of averages the law of the few. The law of the few are the few people who can be and stay productive. They don't require supervision. They're production conscious. Now, when you start to attract someone like this, they join a business. They join your company. They join your culture. They join your team. These are the kind of people who join, and they produce with very little fanfare. They're not looking for recognition. They will let their production do the talking for them. But when you have people who are recognition conscious, I'd much rather have someone who's production conscious. A large percent of society, babies cry for it, men die for it, recognition. They want recognition. Oh, my God, I'm going to be in that stage. Well, if you're going to be in that stage, it's going to be because you're a producer, not because you're, and I hear this a lot of times, oh, when I get on that stage, I light people up. That's great, but if you're going to light people up, it's going to come from production. I just get off on speaking. Well, that's great. I'm glad you get off on something, but you better learn to be a producer, because production is what will get you to the land of promise. What will get you to the land of regret is big ego, small bank account, and you must be skilled at creating the transactions, because it's the transactions that allow you to create the money. It's the transactions that allow you to teach other people how to create transactions. Being a closer is an absolute skill. It's a major component of production. It means you're able to finish a transaction. You're able to finish a task. You're able to finish what you start. But if you're a chronic starter and not a skilled finisher, then you'll end up in the pain of regret. But if you're a skilled producer, then you'll be in a relaxed body being able to create profits. It's profits that allow you to pay down your liability debt. It's profits of what you have after your expenses that you can devote to your investment portfolios, to eliminating the liability debt that has robbed you of so much of your energy. You must be productive and let go of being busy. Unfortunately, a large percent of society does a lot of things throughout a day that is busy work. It is not production. You don't clean your house in the middle of production time. You don't take a nap in production time. You don't go to the gym in production time. Here's what a lot of people do. They work a job, they go to the gym, and then they get home at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. They have dinner, then they listen to a podcast or they listen to a training call, and they go to bed. No production. You have to eliminate going to the gym right after work. You're going to have to figure out another way to exercise, because that exercise time that you're devoting, that's the time you should be producing. But you don't understand. I go to the gym, I'm going to meet people. I understand. You go to the gym and you dick off. That's what most people do. They go to the gym and they stand on the treadmill and they oogle an eye. They look at everything that's going on around them. There's a lot of distractions going on, shiny objects all over the place. If you're going to the gym in production time, it's a waste of your energy. If you have a job, you have children, you have obligations, then you have to build in the dedicated blocks of time to produce the results part-time so you eventually can be full-time. Very few people make this transition because they get overwhelmed. They're not structured, they're not detailed, they're not disciplined. Your day should be planned out every minute. But if you think that's rigid, then you're probably going to be broke. And if you're not willing to have a schedule, then you're going to wing it. You'll never make it to the land of promise winging it. You have to be detailed, have a routine, be systematic, and have a very good understanding of what you get paid for. But if you're inconsistent, it's going to be a direct reflection of your emotional state. As you start to be and stay consistent, as you be and stay committed, then your production value will go up. But if your production value is very low because you're not committed, you're sporadic, you're not committed because you're overwhelmed, you're not committed because you're anxious and you tell yourself stories, then production will not be a way of life. Production is one day at a time over a long lifetime. As you're that kind of steady, consistent performer, you're going to win in the long term. You've heard many times it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Well, that's absolutely correct. But the compounded effect comes from what you do daily. But if your habits are inconsistent, then so are your production. Production must be a way of life. On every single week, you should have clearly defined short-term goals about the outcome that you'll create by Saturday midnight. Your day should start on Sunday. Sunday, when your week should start on Sunday for the next 7 days. You should have a routine that's conducive to the outcome that you seek. If you want to live a good life, if you want to be a six-figure income earner, a seven-figure income earner, that's all the law of probability. There's a high probability that you can create that, provided that you have a mindset conducive to it, that you've developed the skills and the reflexes of a producer, that you're habitual when it comes to your production, that you produce results daily. You do the same thing over and over without feeling or getting bored. You don't get overwhelmed easily. You understand what you get paid for, and you do it easily and effortlessly without trying to force or make yourself do something that you're avoiding. If you perceive the situation to be painful, you have to change your perception. You can't possibly bring your best value to the table when you have anxiety and scarcity about outcomes that have not happened. You have to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control. As you learn to let go and you start to be a lot more creative and innovative, production becomes much more prevalent and being busy happens less often. Take a look at how you grew up to be busy. You had to stay busy in your household. You weren't productive, but you were busy. A lot of what you went to do was to be busy. You went to college to be busy. You never really had a real purpose when you went to college, even though you got a degree. You went out and got a job that didn't really fit your aptitude, and then you end up having a career that you barely get by on. But if this is how your mindset's been operating over a long period of time, then there's a high probability that you're going to have to rewire your brain. As you let go of the anxiety that no longer serves you, and you start to be committed to living a good life, and you're able to do this without feeling guilty. You can't be productive in guilt. Guilt is one of the number one deterrents to ever living the good life. If you have anxiety and stories that you tell yourself about being guilty, if you think other people have to fail so you can succeed, they don't have to fail, they're going to fail. A large percent of society is not committed. And if someone commits and doesn't succeed, you can't hold yourself responsible for their lack of success because you're guilty. But if you're guilty all the time, you'll have challenges asking for commitments, asking for the orders, asking for the sale, asking for the business, asking for a referral. You have to let go of your stories that you tell yourself that keep you doing the same thing over and over, creating the same result. Your reflexes means that you're able to eliminate the gaps and delays in your communication. There's no more ums and ahs. You don't kinda, sorta. Guess doesn't show up frequently in mid-sentence. You become acutely aware of the way you communicate with yourself. Your subconscious doesn't separate fact from fiction. It does exactly what you condition it to do. As you let go of the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety, as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings, now you're going to change your energy. A different kind of person is going to begin to show up. As you let go of the people who are passive-aggressive and attempt to control you, as you no longer have stories about what people are going to say or going to do, then you'll stop attracting the very situation that you seek to avoid. You have to stop worrying about outcomes that haven't happened. That's what keeps you chronically avoiding and keeps you from being productive. Being productive is a way of life. It's a way of consciousness. It's an identity. It's action. And being productive is a mandatory skill that you must master. It's an emotional state, being productive. And it means that you value your time. And the more skilled that you become at it, there's a much higher probability that you'll attract the few people who you can produce results with. It doesn't require a lot of people to create a large income in a leveraged business. It requires you leading by example, meeting people where they are, understanding people, human beings are predictable, understanding people's predictability, learning how to ask questions in the sequence, learning how to set up the sale, learning how to write good sales copy and good sales content, learning how to create a brand through the various social media sites, learning how to easily and effortlessly operate in free enterprise without being or staying overwhelmed, learning how to relax and let go of your anxiety about stories that haven't happened. You have to be able to produce with no anxiety about the outcome. You can't produce effortlessly when you're worried about something that hasn't happened. Worry is one of the biggest deterrents to your outcome. But if you're a chronic worrier, a chronic debtor, a chronic starter, not a finisher, you'll have challenges ever mastering the emotions required to be and stay successful. The reflexes that you master are how to be able to respond without thinking. You have to teach yourself how to respond without thinking. You have to let go of checking out, thinking, analyzing, and processing. If you're an addicted processor, you don't have a prayer in hell of making it. You have to let go of your anxiety and your ego that keeps you in an overwhelmed state where you think you have to know all the details and all the answers before you start. If you're one of these people that have to educate your expectations, then you better re-educate your expectations because this isn't about being educated. This is about being creative, innovative, productive, and being able to commit. And as you start to live in that kind of energy, you'll spend less time getting overwhelmed, less time being educated, and a lot more time being and staying productive. This is Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Now, this call has officially been recorded and will be available for playback on Podomatic.com tomorrow. It will also show up on my Facebook page going out on my news feed at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This call will be officially available tomorrow. Now, if you're on tonight's call and you'd like to find out more about how you can be and stay productive, how you can let go of the anxiety that keeps you overwhelmed, or how you can let go of the stories that you tell yourself, and you're seeking a free 15-minute coaching call, then you can contact me directly after this call at 209-932-0227, or you can send me a message in my inbox with your phone number and what you're seeking from me to assist you with. I look forward to seeing many of you this Saturday in Los Angeles, California, Marina Del Rey, one of my most favorite cities to ever host and do events in. That'll be this Saturday, January 28th, my first trip to New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you, Zach DeRocher, for hosting that event. My first trip to New Orleans in 5 years. Thank you very much, everyone. You have a great evening, and thank you for being on tonight's call.